She got dirt. And she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech.
What up?
How you doing there, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Okay, good. That's all that we need to know. What's going on, my friend?
So, sad news, man. I just want to say, first off, let's give up some prayers to my guy DMX. So it looks like he checked himself into rehab.
Are we being funny?
No.
Are you really going to pray for him?
I'm going to pray for him.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Okay.
So, yeah, he checked himself into rehab, Jenny, and he canceled a whole bunch of concerts. So, you know, this actually followed, you know, all his addiction struggles that he's been, you know,
dealing with.
Through.
Yeah, yeah. He just got out of jail, so mm-hmm. we thought he was on the up and up. He had, like, a life coach with him, and we thought that he was, like, doing okay. But I think the reason why I asked you if you were kidding mm-hmm. is I think it's a really good thing. That he actually entered rehab.
Well, no. That's a good thing.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, pray for DMX as far as, like,
his health and,
with this whole situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're right. But I just feel like the fact that he actually recognized that there was an issue or the people around him this time recognized there was an issue mm-hmm. is a great thing. Like, let's get him back in there because sometimes, you know, he has an addiction.
Yep.
And he's addicted to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, that when you have an addiction like that, it's every day of your life. For the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay that he went back to rehab.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a great thing because now they can get him, you know, reset and get mm-hmm. him back where he needs to be. And he just signed a big deal with Def Jam
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's making movies. So he's on his way.
Yeah.
But this is going to be something that he deals with for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
You know, and I kind of thought, honestly, and I don't know what goes on in DMX's life,
mm-hmm.
but when he didn't show up to a show recently here mm-hmm. in Connecticut, and his management said it was because he had some sort of issue happening with his ears or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of then was like, And then when he got signed to Def Jam but didn't show up to Def Jam's 35th anniversary party
mm-hmm.
and he was on the flyer to perform, that again was like, something's happening where he can't, you know, do the things he's supposed to be doing as an artist or keeping up with his commitments.
Yeah. Over the weekend, he was supposed to be at Rolling Loud on day two in New York City. I was super happy to go see him. And then, he canceled that as well.
Well, I'm thinking... like, you know, this is a good thing. Let him get back into rehab and, you know, get refocused again.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
This is what it is. It's,
mm-hmm.
And for anyone with an addiction, and that's why you should not start this at all
mm-hmm.
in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, in my family, I have someone that deals with heroin.
Yep.
And it's every day for him.
Yeah.
Every single day. And sometimes we're like, you doing okay? Because maybe he's not looking right
mm-hmm.
or he's not keeping up with his commitments. And then it's time to go back to rehab.
Yeah.
You know, because he's feeling a little not right at the time.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So Kanye West, he brought a Sunday service pop-up to Howard University on Saturday.
Okay.
And not everyone supported it.
Not a good job.
Well,
not a good idea.
No, because like in the past, he's been a vocal supporter of President Donald Trump.
Yep.
He once called slavery a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he showed up to Howard University, not everyone supported it.
Yeah.
You know, he showed up around 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Yep.
He had a crowd there.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty early for a university, 8 a.m. And
your
college kids, they like to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a crowd.
Okay.
But, you know, some people that even worked at the university were speaking out against it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greg Carr, he's an associate professor at Howard's Department of Afro-American Studies.
Mm-hmm.
He asked his followers to send Kanye to the library after the performance because he said he has some books for him to read.
Okay.
Kenesha Grant tweeted her opinion about the performance saying, this Kanye church thing makes me uncomfortable. Because she swore, sorry. She also said, there I said it. Writer Frederick Joseph also criticized the school's embrace of Kanye West and said, can't blame Kanye anymore. He's shown us who he is. Black people need to stop making space for his anti-blackness.
Jeez.
So after Howard University, he was still out there in D.C. and he went over to George Washington University for a listening party where he played his gospel album.
Yep.
And he declared that he is now a man of God, that he converted to a Christian and that now he's just here to spread the gospel, and that's it. So you can check out everything he had to say at hot937.com.
I respect it, man.
Eventful weekend for Kanye. What do you respect?
I mean, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, are giving him slack for this whole going the gospel way. But I think that, you know, some people got to heal a certain way, and this might be the way that he's healing.
Okay,
so,
I agree. Yeah. Hot 3 at 3 countdown's on the way. Today we got tickets for Post Malone.